Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Black Earth to Columbus. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, this take a break from talking about Ukraine this morning. That case in South Dakota that just drives me, it's just mind-boggling how they, because the state is run by Republicans, but they're willing to let this guy off with a misdemeanor charge for killing somebody, motor vehicular homicide. And I know of people in this state, you make a mistake, you run a stop sign and you hit somebody and kill them, you could go to jail. And this guy right here, because he's connected and all this, I mean, $500 fine, and now he was saying, oh, I felt bad, I feel bad about it every day, and I talk to God. He says, I talk to God and I pray about it, and I'm so sorry for what I did to my family. Well, this guy paid no price really over this at all at this point in time, and the way things go for the Republican Party these days, he could get reelected. It is just
They took a year to do this, Mark. You're right on the money. This is a guy who is drunk, and he hits a guy, kills him. The guy's body comes through the windshield. His head comes through the windshield. His glasses. We don't know if maybe he pulled over and threw the guy off the hood and left, okay? But he claimed he hit a deer. Why? Because there were glasses in his car. How many deer wear glasses? This was too much even for the right-wing Republicans. Remember, that's the state that had the meatpacking plants early on pre-vaccination with COVID. What they were doing was some of the managers would take bets on how many of the guys would get COVID. They don't care. It's a Republican state, but even this was too much for them. Even this was too much. And thank God they impeached this guy. God, is he bad news. Thanks for calling. We're going to the lines again. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Well, I just wanted to return to one facet of the situation in Ukraine, and that is the news that Finland may be seeking to join NATO. They've stated that this is what they would like to do. And I'm curious, if you look at a map, it's kind of a do you know what the history is as to why Finland hasn't been in NATO? I mean, they share this, what could be a very porous border, especially up toward the north and their Arctic regions with Russia. Why, do you know why they hadn't joined NATO to this point?
I do. And I don't want to presume to say I know. I've never talked to the Prime Minister of Finland, but I think what happened was Finland, as you know, was invaded in the Second World War, and they acquitted themselves admirably. All their guys dressed in white suits, nobody could see them. These guys are expert skiers in the Olympics, with the ski jumping and all that. And they would come down a mountain with machine guns and they drove the Ruskies back. Now, I think it's precisely because they had an 840-mile border, they thought, you can't protect that, especially a small country. So what we don't want to do is somehow annoy the Russians, aggravate them, aggravate the situation. And peace is better than war. And trains used to come regularly from Moscow into Helsinki, just like Milwaukee to Chicago, or New York to Washington, D.C. I think what changed it, and so all along, NATO would have protected them, but they also weren't clear how strong the NATO alliance was. The U.S. is strong, but Germany is wobbly. France is wobbly. And I think they thought that it would provoke the Ruskies. And as long as Gorbachev was in there and Yeltsin and all that, and Putin initially, they thought, well, maybe it's okay. But this has alarmed them. And I think it's time that they got in. And frankly, Sweden isn't that protected with the Arctic Circle right there. And with the ice melting, the Ruskies are all over the Arctic Circle, and so are we. And I think Sweden's getting the point that maybe we need to be in it too. My only regret is that Georgia and Ukraine filed in 2005. NATO turned them down because it has to be unanimous, and Germany opposed it. And France to a lesser extent because they thought it would provoke Russia. That was a big mistake. If we had done that and they were like, Romania, for instance, Poland, I mean, Estonia has a border with Russia, and Poland has a border with Belarus. If all these countries are in there, NATO does not have any aggressive intentions. It's defensive. It's defensive. And here you have a demagogue Putin, a genocidal sadist, demagogue Putin coming in and turning that around and saying, I'm afraid we have to defend ourselves. So thanks very, very much for calling, Joe. Really appreciate it. Next up, we're going to have Dave Amekwan, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Good morning, Matt. Really quickly, I saw that President Biden was in the state of Iowa yesterday, and he announced that they're going to do emergency waivers.
Could you speak up? I can't really understand what you're saying, Dave, or take it off the speaker. Just say that again.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
A little better. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It was announced yesterday. So he was in the state of Iowa yesterday, President Biden. And he announced that he was going to relax the rules, do an emergency waiver with E15, which is essentially a 15% blend of ethanol for additional gasoline,
right,
or I guess to not use as much gasoline. My problem is this, and I personally feel that's a bad idea for the simple reason that you have to use a tremendous amount of fossil fuels to convert that corn into that E15. And unfortunately, that E15, let's say, like, if you were to put it in your car, whatever, eventually that actually will destroy the engine. That's how bad that this gasoline is. Especially if you need premium fuel, it will for sure void the warranty on it. And the only reason why I know that is because I have a friend that's in the car business. And
I want to get one more call in here, Dave. So all I'll say in that is I think he's doing it to try to do something to drive down the price of gas, and maybe more symbolic than anything else. But that's his intent. I get the science of it. And I always love your calls. You always have good stuff to say. But this one, I think, in the scheme of things, given the Ukraine genocide, need to stand up to the Ruskies. I think you got to do something. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. Very quickly on this one, tell it to the Iowa farmers. Hey, I want to say thanks for your station. You get the truth out every day. I don't think the Democratic Party as a whole understands the power of talk radio. It's a place we can come and talk and throw out ideas, and it really helps me anyway. But I, for one, do not want to become South Dakota. And when you watch Voss and Gableman still litigating the 2020 election, we're headed in that direction, Matt. And also, if we, for heaven's sakes, get a Republican governor in this state, oh my God, we will be South Dakota. We will lose our democracy. I mean, it really bugs me because, you know, it what's going on with Gable and Voss, it really bothers me. And they talk about Republicans. The Republican Party talk about Russia's lies? Give me a break. Anyway, I had to vent that.
Those are great comments. I got to go to a break. I'm going to respond to you after. As always, love your calls. And you nailed it, Voss Gableman. We're fighting for our democracy right now. We're fighting for our democracy. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.